could see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles hand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. On the 26th of February, 2014, my name is Thomas Scambell. I am the host of this program, and welcome. Well, I got kind of a complicated, a little complex show today, I think. We're going to talk about the current news, what's behind the news, what's really behind the news today. And I want to talk about... Well, I'm going to step in it to creation. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the perverse spirit today. But the creation and what's really going on behind the scenes. The basis of what's going on today. And what the bigger picture is. And I'm going to hit a whole lot of targets today, but it all encompasses into this main category. And... I know some of you are going to hear some things that you're not maybe not going to like, but, you know, that's the way it is. And any disagreements or whatever or additions, I'm all ears. And you got my email. But family, I'm going to cover some very controversial subjects today. It ties in all the events of today. What's really going on. See, I try to look at the bigger picture. Everybody's focused on a current ruling of some judge that is making, for example, now it's the ruling that if the police is coming into a house, here is two people arguing about whether to open the door or not, that's their justification to break the door down. That ruling was made today. Okay, now we could spend a half an hour talking about that ruling. And the black booted, you know, cops, it's breaking down and all this and all that. And then we move into Agenda 21 and tyranny, and here we go, same old stuff. We could spend an hour talking about that. Constitution, which isn't even in existence today. It's not even workable today. Never has been. It's always been subverted. 1938, it was rendered null and void. That began the destruction of the Constitution officially in 1938. And even though it was there, we've never been under it, really. We've never been subject to the Constitution. It's been the lie all along, and JFK is going to reveal that, plus other things he was going to do. Family, this is a reality. And yet all these high-level politicians and judges and activists and all this are saying, we got to preserve the Constitution. What Constitution? There's not one. They got to understand that first. They got to get it back before they can preserve what's not even in effect. But the judges and lawyers and all these guys are under a blood oath because they belong to Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasonry, and are under a blood oath not to tell you these facts. And to go on letting you believe that you're under the Constitution and sovereign citizen and all this stuff. It's all just to keep placate people and give them a false hope that's not going to happen. And you got all these meetings and marches and stuff going on and will accomplish absolutely nothing. People don't know how to go about this. They're going about it all wrong. But that's just the way it is. And you got Kokesh and all these others. What's his face? Randowski and Craig Fitzgerald. And all these are Freemasons or frauds. Alex Jones, a whole lot of them. Family, they're trying to mislead people. The real synagogue of Satan is the ancient mystery schools of religion and the secret societies. Those who claim to be Jews but are not Jews. Your secret societies is the enemy that's right in your midst, leading the militia, leading the military, leading the government. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasonry at the highest level, not the lowest level. They don't even know. Skull and Bones, etc. This is a synagogue of Satan. And the lower level ones don't understand this. They don't see they're being used. So, what to do? Each step, each degree you go up is another brainwashing step of a blood oath. Gets them closer and closer to Satan, literally. Under the guise of, well, we're a Christian organization. Absolutely not, not remotely. Bible talks about it. So, family, the synagogue of Satan is not the Jews, because it says in there, I don't know what it is about the Bible that people don't read it. You know, they read it, but they don't understand it. It's real simple. The synagogue of Satan are those Jews that claim to be Jews, but are not Jews. Not Jews. People miss that part. Not Jews. I'm not a Jew. I'm Scotch-Irish. Been in more religions. I guess I've been in Baptist, I've been Presbyterian, I've been Moravian, something. I never understood that theology. But anyway, it's when I was a youngster. Ended up Baptist, and then the Baptist minister started using wrong Bibles. And I said, man, how do you do a sermon without using the wrong Bibles? That's a poor example. So I just quit going. I go to a Sunday school on a morning just at one particular Baptist church, but I don't stay for services. And I try to talk to the preacher about using the King James Bible, but he's walked out on me three times. Oh, yeah. So anyway, I just go to Sunday school for, I had family members go there. And so, you know, just something to do with the family thing, parents. But I don't go to the services. So I just, don't have a church. Because they promote the other Bibles. I mean, it's like, you know, I've used the example before. You make a really good pot of coffee, right? Really good pot. And you take a thimble full of kerosene just to kind of spice it up a little bit, and you pour it in there, it ruins the whole pot. Well, that's literally what goes on the NIV, New American Standard Bible, the ESV, what, it doesn't matter, all of them, everyone except the King James, with facts that support what I'm telling you. And they just ignore it. My mind is boggled by this. I don't understand why a preacher, unless he's a 501c3, then he's owned his soul over to the government because of the 501c3, tells them what they, that's the tax exempt status. But that's not just a tax exempt status position. It's, they get a scathing letter threatening them and telling them what they will preach and what they won't preach. All your 501c3 churches are controlled by the 501c3 tax exempt status. They won't show you the letter. Ask the preacher for the letter. He ain't going to show it to you. It tells him what he will do and won't do, or he'll lose the tax exempt status. Instead of filling out a Form 99, they're under subservience of the 501c3. And one of the reasons is the highest level of evangelists and controllers of the religion and Baptist convention and all that sort of thing tells them that's what they're going to do. So they're stuck between a rock and hard place. Or should I say a hot place. And they're leading the congregations to hell. Let's get down to it. Because they keep forgetting about Revelation 22, 18, 19. God's not going to forget that. He's not going to say, well, you know, you did a lot of good deeds in your congregation. You did a lot of good deeds. No, he's going to nail them to the wall bad. It's better to have a millstone tied around your neck and thrown in the deepest part of the sea than to lead little ones astray. They forget that one too. The churches, the preachers are going to be nailed, man. God's going to hammer them bad. And they don't understand this. And all the good deeds won't get them out of scotch. Trouble. Another word for trouble. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast and we're going to get started here. A lot to cover. And it's going to look like that I'm going from one thing to the other that's unrelated, but actually everything we'll talk about today is related. And pitcher and wheel. The silver cord. 12:6. A little biology in the Bible. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken to the cistern. You know what it's talking about? In Ecclesiastes 12, verse 6, it's talking about your brain, this golden bowl. The pitcher is your circulatory system at the fountain of the heart, and the wheel. This is a circulatory system. It's talking about biology there. You see, Bible covers everything. And that silver cord is attached to your pineal gland. We'll get around to that shortly. That's what it's talking about here. Is that which keeps you alive. That's what is connected to God. There's arguments about what it really means, but this is what it talks about. The bodily organs, vital motion, diffusion, maintained, a man lives. Earthen vessel, applied to St. Paul, Corinthians 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. To the human body and the fountain of life. Yeah, you see, it all comes around. Life's in the blood. The Bible covers all this. When you study the Bible, you find this stuff out. You find this information out. Dear God, we come before you in prayer today, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity we have to come together again. And Father, we pray for those in foreign countries who already know the cruel hand of persecution, and these by the forces of evil, the Illuminati, the secret societies. And Father, we pray for your mercy to abide with them, that the evil foe scowls fiercely, and him to frighten those who are hungry, sick, and homeless. Father, we call upon you even, and call upon you here in the United States also to bring your hand of mercy and relieve this misery through the efforts of those sent to feed and medicate and take care of the house and turn tears of hopelessness and sorrow into relief. And even joy, that, Lord, that you minister through those who come in your blessed name to help. Father, we call upon you. We pray that you bring down all these barriers. That your resources, those you bring to aid and to witness, would reach those in need. Help people to see in the hands of those who bring hopes, bring hope in the hands of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we know that you're mighty to save us, and your mercy endures forever. That's why, Father, we pray that you'll wake up these ministers and pastors and rabbis and priests to move away from the heresy contained within the churches, the synagogues, and the cathedrals, and bring them to the true Word of God, and that, Father, you'll call out the watchmen to start speaking the truth and to anoint them with your holy water, with your holy power, that, Father, give them the words to speak. We pray, Lord, you'll protect the returning servicemen, veterans that's coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, with the blood of Jesus around them, Lord, that set up divine appointments. Bring them together with loved ones or family members, even strangers that will witness the love of Jesus to them. And Lord, you'll heal their bodies, protect them from the technology being directed toward them, causing the suicides and the effects of these psychotropic drugs that's being given to them, that you render them null and void. Lord, we call upon you to bring to the awareness of the public about the use of children for sacrifices at the highest level of government and the military and those in the European sector and center, that, Father, that same thing, that you raise the awareness of people about where children are being taken to. And, Father, you close down their sacrifices and close down their rituals. And, Father, you'll close up those portals that they're creating and expose the fallen angels for who and what they really are, to take down their disguise, to cause them confusion among themselves. And, Father, to bring awareness of the Lord Jesus Christ to those in need and those seeking the truth. And, Father, to raise up the King James Bible as a true Word of God, and expose those false Bibles for what they really are. Father, to bring the awareness and wisdom to those in search and need, that, Father, we can share in the gospel. And, Father, we call upon you for the healing of our family members we've prayed for in the past. That, Father, you'll bring their minds back. And, Father, that they can, through their tragedies, that they'll be reversed and you'll bring families together. That's why, Father, we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I'll tell you right now, for myself, I don't follow any political ideology, religion, none of that. I follow Jesus Christ. That's it. Religion was designed to keep people away, keep mankind away from the truth about Jesus. That's what religion's for. Religion is not about Christianity. Christianity was created, designed around 4th century. Yeah. Being a Christian back then wasn't about Christianity. Before that, it was about worshiping, following Jesus Christ. Before that was anticipation of coming Messiah. Here's a Messiah. Oh, okay. So it's Jesus. All right. It's not about religion. Religion was created by the Vatican. And religion, before Christianity, goes back to Nimrod, which was the ancient mystery schools of religion. Islam was created by the Vatican in this 300 years after Christianity was created by Constantine, being set up before him by the church fathers of sort, Eusebius and Origen and all these so-called these fathers, which they weren't. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, James, Jude, several others were the real church fathers, not Augustine and Irenaeus and Jerome and Origen and a bunch of others. They were not church fathers, self-proclaimed. They weren't really church fathers at all. Self-appointed. That's the truth. It was Augustine, Jerome, Origen, Eusebius, Irenaeus. The real church fathers were Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, James, Jude, Peter, and Paul. Mary is not even, you know, she's not divine. She's the blessed mother of Jesus. She's in heaven. Can't pray to her. The goddess is not Mary. You're being fooled. Protestant churches are being fooled with varying doctrines that don't even match the Bible. Every religion. Family, it's not about religion. It's about Jesus. That's it. Political ideology? For what? What reason? I pray for the return of Jesus. If Jesus wants to bring the country back and all that sort of thing, that's his business. I pray for his return. That's what I do. And for, like I said, the prayer earlier about relieving the misery of others by divine appointments and people helping other people. It's not about a country or a religion or a flag or all that stuff. Patriotism, I'm sorry to tell you, but patriotism, sovereignty of any country, any nation on the face of this planet is an idol. Every country that has a flag patriotic to its own country is an idol and set up by Satan so we'll fight each other. That's the purpose of it all along. Founding fathers were deists. Now, the problem is the Illuminati are telling us that now. The same thing I'm telling you, that your founding fathers were deists and the downfall of American public and all this. But the reason they're telling you all the same thing I'm telling you, I take a step further. They're telling you so you'll be demoralized and look away from the country and start looking toward the United Nations as the alternative. See, that's the trick they're trying to pull on you. They're giving you an alternative. Well, the alternative I'm telling you is about Jesus coming back and taking all of them out. You know, that's what I'm talking about. It's about the return of Jesus, not the return of a country or world government or UN or none of that. Because none of it. You have no friendlies in America. None. Not one friendly. Ron Paul or Boykin or Rick Joyner. I mean, you have zero. If it was a minus zero, it'd be minus zero. The communist rules for revolution has always stood since 1776. That's correct. It's corrupt the young and get them away from religion. They create religion to control people. Now it's time to get them away from it. Get them interested in sex. Make them superficial. Destroy their ruggedness. They've done that. They forced some girls in one high school in an anti-bullying class. I teach anti-bullying. I teach classes for, I designed a program that trains a six-year-old or five to seven-year-old to actually have an effect on an adult if they physically. I do a course on it. I teach it. I taught for a long time. Anti-bullying and all that. So I know what I'm talking about. They teach a bullying, anti-bullying class by forcing the girls to have lesbian kisses to show. Family, schools are gone nuts. Well, I'm going to tell you why they're gone nuts, too. I can tell you the reason why. Exactly the reason. It's because every school is a school of humanism. Now, I may have some new listeners. So I got to tell you, Francis Potter, an educator, said in 1930, I quote, education is the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism. So family, that makes all the education invalid. Oh, yeah, I know you learn your reading, writing, arithmetic, and calculus and all that. But the idea is to take them away from God because it's humanism. John Dewey, Horace Mann, fathers of American education, were humanists, secular humanists. You say, well, that's 1930, Tom. Okay. 57 years later, Herbert London, educator, New York University, said, quote, the strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades, that'd be the 50s and 60s here, because it's 1987, quote, are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment. Almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar, unquote, Herbert London. Georgia Ann Geyer in 1989 said about the same thing, and Roger Kimball says the same thing in different words, but the same effect. And this pagan by the name of Dr. Chester M. Pierce from Harvard, he's got an absolutely horrific, monstrous quote when he approached 2,000 teachers in Colorado, 1973. It's staggering what he said to them. Ashley Montagu, M-O-N-T-A-G-U, spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers. The American family structure produces mentally ill children. Another one. This is your education system. We're talking Harvard, Stanford, MIT. I'm talking serious colleges here. All of them, family, wrap your mind around that. Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Stanford, MIT, Cornell, University of Texas, University of California, St. Louis, Rockefeller University, Johns Hopkins, University of Chicago, Miami, City College of New York, George Washington University. In 1993, these were members of the Council of Foreign Relations, and that's the Illuminati. So that's my point is, the education system and the professors are invalid. Their credibility, zero, because they have an agenda. Let me put it another term. If any of the teachers in any school in America or college start doing the right thing, say, well, this history book, which is in fact fabricated, or they start teaching the truth about God, or they start teaching the truth about things that goes against humanism, they will fire them within 24 hours. Do you understand this? So they're the ones that are wanting to do a good job are pressured every day to make sure they teach what they're told to, or they'll lose their job. That's why jobs are hard to come by. They make it so. Same thing with police officers, controlled by Freemasons. The schools are controlled by Eastern Stars. They're married to Freemasons. And though Freemasons understand this power they have, it's going to do them in, it'll be their undoing. They have this power because of fear. I'm not getting the New World Order, so they'll be saints. That's what they're told. It's not going to happen. But they believe it. When they're done with you, they will kill you. That's a promise. It's a guarantee. 100%. It's documented, and they're doing it now. When they're done with you, they kill you in all kinds of different ways. I got documentation on it. I got quotes. It's a given. This is how Satan controls this world for now. It's allowed by God because of sin. I'm going to get to that shortly. They're destroying the ruggedness as you see it every day, transgender, homosexuality, all that's part of it. And dividing the people in hostile groups by harping constantly on controversial matters of no importance. To divide. Destroy the people's faith in natural leaders by holding the latter up to contempt, ridicule, and disgrace. This is designed. They want whichever president it is that they're targeting by design. And the presidents know this. It's in part of it. Or congressmen or judges, whatever. Or if they go against the Illuminati, then they'll demonize them to get rid of them. They got it all worked out. Well, this is why they say, well, president, the president's wife, whichever one it is, or the whichever target that they're after to get rid of them. If they look at the extravagant, they took a plane flight to London to do so they show them. They put this in newspapers, so you'll see it. So now today, it's Obama's a target, and he knows it, and he's playing his role. He's part of this. When it's time for Clinton to go, they built Clinton up, didn't they? When it's time for him to go to make sure he didn't get reelected because the elections don't count. So they make it look like that, you know, even though that Bush was already appointed as president long before the elections, you get skull and bones. They make it work that way by that affair that Clinton allegedly had. It's all set up. Lewinsky, Lord knows how much money she got paid to play the role. And Clinton, okay, you know you're going to end this, right? Okay, all right. So we're going to play that. We're going to leak it out. And they just play the role, just like it's a script. Don't you know, in reality, that if she really was going to go public, she'd have died like they murdered Chandra Levy to make sure she didn't go public. She'd have died. They'd have killed her in a heartbeat. You wouldn't remember her name. That's how they do it. But no, they won't do that because they wanted to make it look good. It's all scripted out like a reality show. A bunch of frauds, every doggone one of them. So destroy our faith in the natural leaders to bring in the next one. They told Bush in the second term, now we want you to act stupid. They told him that, and he said, okay. They play the role. They train Obama to be a Muslim. He's a light worker. He's a Luciferian, like his cousin Bush and Clinton and all the rest of them. They're Luciferians. They have nothing remotely Christian at all. Obama's the same thing. He's a Luciferian, but he's a trained Muslim to act like one, and that's where they're going to divide the country. That's what General Boink is all about. Rick Joyner to say, oh, we have a Muslim government. It's all played out. It's all scripted. So it'll divide the country. Preparing for World War III. I look at the bigger picture and with evidence. They always preach true democracy, but they seize power as fast, as ruthless as possible. I proved this yesterday, the day before, to show you that the plans for dictatorship goes all the way back to 1933 and with testimony from the actual people. Yesterday I did. Slam dunk, case over. It's always been planned. But guess who's in control? God is. It's not time yet. Don't you know that 1933, that low-life FDR would have had a dictatorship by his own words if God had allowed it? God stopped it in 1963 when he brought out four good men. JFK, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X. He brought them out. And they had to be assassinated by the Vatican and the Pentagon. MI5, MI6, CIA, Mossad. Shoot, just name them. They're all guilty. But they failed. Again, 1984 to 87. Oliver North, Reagan, Giuffrida. I played that, where they tried to hide that the natural disaster to declare martial law and continuity of government. They tried to do that in 84, 87. Reagan, another one. And Nixon, another one. Nixon destroyed the United States as we know it. with Executive Order 11647 to balkanize America, which was transferred into the FEMA Transition 2009 document that was absorbed by Reagan and his butt buddy Carter. They're all just a bunch of liars. Carter should have stayed a peanut farmer, and Reagan should have stayed an actor. Family, we've been lied to. I stick with Jesus. People can go where they want to go. I stay with Jesus. That's it. But they've tried to seize power. They failed every single time. Tried to in 1860s. Result there was Abraham Lincoln finally coming clean. The Tsar of Russia, working with Lincoln, thwarted the Rothschilds' plans. The Congress of Vienna and invasion of the United States after the Civil War. People don't realize, know about that. Some people do that studies it. God's in control. When are they going to learn this? And also by encouraging government extravagance, destroying its credit, produced years of inflation, rising prices, and general discontent is all planned out. They lose, though. They lose. Because Jesus Christ is coming back. But before then, there's going to be tribulations of which this world has never seen before. You're going to have a false Messiah. He's going to come. Don't fall by the wayside, family. You got to hang in there. And being a Christian, not with Christianity, but being a Christian, a real Christian, following Jesus, oh, it's not going to be easy. This is practiced here in America. Other countries are experiencing it already. You notice everything happens in other countries first? Arab Spring. Remember that a couple years ago? What followed that? Occupy Wall Street, funded by the Rockefellers. They funded that. How about that? Freemasons orchestrated. We Are Changed, Luke Randowski, Craig Fitzgerald. They're Freemasons. They put this one called Luke Randowski, Kokesh, all these. They control them. They pretend to be patriots, not remotely. Randowski, whatever. Say, okay, Kissinger is going to come by here. You need to be here. And when he comes by, you, so they take a YouTube of that, make it look like he's being patriot. We Are Changed is funded through the Rockefellers, and it's a Freemason organization. It's a fraud. The Tea Party is controlled through the Council of National Policy. Your James Dobsons and Lee Hayes, CMP, Palin, Oliver North, all the right-wingers that are Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. The Council of National Policy, secretive group, right-wingers. Is controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. They drummed up the Tea Party to then drag in the patriots to find out who they are so they can identify them. CIA came up with Facebook. Now, that young kid didn't do that. He's the cover for it. Facebook, all these things are defined connections. Yeah, man, I don't know who it was the CIA came up with that, but boy, he's a genius. You got to applaud him for that, for initiative and intelligence. That's amazing, man. It's all laid out for him, for intelligence. They're like laughing all the way to the bank. What are you doing today? You type in, well, I'm going to the, you know, everybody uses it. It's like that. They can find out where your kids are by getting the picture, identifications and whatever. They can find out exactly what house you live in and where your kid sleeps. It's amazing how they do that. Anyway. Oh, well. I'm going to go over the news and talk about what's really behind it. But keep it in mind. You have a socialist, humanist, and globalist indoctrination in public schools, textbooks. Today they have textbooks that talks about the global government. And they're waiting to the last, well, actually now there's no problem. World War II veteran dies out. Then they're waiting for the next Korean War to die out. Veterans, get out of here. Get, go, go, go. So we can bring in the New World Order and eliminate the nuclear family. They used us to foment World War I and World War II Korea. Because you have to have sovereignty, family values, all that, to sponsor or to foment patriotism. They'll join the wars, which is what they were planned a long time ago. So you got to have a nuclear family to foment sovereignty, patriotism, and all that. Now, once it's over, at World War II, 1945, now it's time to get rid of them. And now we have to target the United States as the last bastion. And once we get rid of the United States, which they've always planned to do all along, even our own government insiders, there is a split in the United States government, the military and the white hats and all this that work for the U.S. and the Europeans that control the presidency through the IMF and Vatican and all this. So between the presidency and the U.S. Illuminati, there is a split there. But they're both evil. And both think they're doing the right thing for mankind. No, they're not. Not at all. And we're kind of in the middle between two titans that are going to be squashed like a bug when Jesus Christ comes back and during the tribulations. They're being misled by supernatural into thinking they're going to be saints and leaders in the next evolution of mankind. Well, that's not going to happen. So it's going to come down, really, to the individual deciding on which side you're going to be on, Lucifer and your blood oath, or Jesus Christ and eternity. It's going to come down to that. Right now, people are, you know, they're getting their bug-out bags all, where are you going to go? Bug-out bags and your ammunition and your freeze-dried food. How much can you carry? And where are you going to hide and where are you going to go? And deep underground bunkers are selling for like $25,000 or more, where you can dig a bunker in the ground and you got a little peephole and people are making money off this stuff. Now, for me to get you buy this stuff, I got to tell you fear stuff, man. I got to cause you to have a lot of fear. They're all going to bust down your door. You're all going to die and all this. But if you buy this, and that's what I, you know, and all that sort of thing. You know, and take cash out of the bank. What are you going to do with a piece of paper? I mean, it's not even good for toilet paper. Get your money out of the bank. Then what? You going to buy gold? It's too high to buy gold. If you got gold, somebody's going to take it. Family, Jesus Christ is the only answer. They're going to do marches and all this stuff. It's not going to accomplish nothing. I'm going to tell you something, though. What they can do, they have the ability to do this, is when they do a march, all they got to do is target that area, that's grid square, with 10 or 11 hertz of ELF transmission. And you got yourself a riot. And they will, and they have, and they are putting police officers as Freemasons inside the marches, dressed with the bandanas around the nose and all that stuff. And they're there to cause the violence. And then they disappear. That's how they work it. Now, I did train some folks, imagine that, asked me in Chicago, some meetings I went to were marchers. I said, you want me to do what? I said, well, okay, I'll come by. So I stopped by several times and explained to them what they could do to stop the violence in their marches and how the operations of the cops worked. I trained cops for a lot of years. But I said, to stop the violence, here's what you got to do. And I told them. And I give them about 20, 30 minute examples of what they could do to stop the violence, but still march. But I said, you can do that if you want, but I got to tell you something else. I said, your marching won't accomplish nothing. You won't accomplish a darn thing. There's other things you got to do before and after the march. March is one small, tiny part of it. But they're not preparing the steps necessary before. They're not being managed properly. and they're not doing follow-up to make it effective. They have no idea what they're dealing with in the technology. They got microwave-type devices that causes the body to have extreme heat when they direct it toward individuals. They got microchips. This goes back to 1973 to track the marchers. They got infiltrators in every organization you got, every single one, Tea Party, Oath Keepers, they always control both sides, always. You got the Joint Chief of Staff and the DOD that's against Americans because they belong to the secret societies and subservient to the monarchy and the Vatican, pretending to be on your side. This is how Satan has it all set up. But they lose. England, Britain, France, Spain, Germany, all of them. They use Greece and other places as test cases. Venezuela, Iceland, to make you actually believe that they got rid of the bankers and this is one country. It's a setup, family. They're lying in Iceland. See, if they can do it, you can do it too. They want to justify martial law and dictatorship by consent. Is what they're trying to do, is manufacture a dictatorship. Second Chronicles 7:14 is the answer, but they're never going to reach it. They depend on false patriots to lead them, and it's not going to happen. In the news today, I ought to get one of those sounds, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever. Luke 11:23, God says to us, He is not with me is against me. He that gathereth not with me scattereth. All these groups and marches are used to placate and distract from any real efforts using sensational presentations. That's to attract interest, given the illusion that something's being done. That's what Ron Paul's all about. And all the rest of them, pretending like something's being done. That's what NRA was set up for. Charlton Heston, he's nothing but an actor. Out of my cold, dead hands. Yeah, right. NRA was there to slow you down. Do not give up your weapons. You need to keep all the rights that you have. Because once you lose one right and give it up, they'll start taking all the other rights. You do have rights. But they know what they're doing. That's the problem. And we, and mankind, and Americans especially, they don't understand what they're up against. They have no idea the technology that they're up against. They have no idea that insiders are in their own government. And so what they're going to start doing, what they've been doing all along, follows a basic principle. And you can see it already, just like the one I just described a little while ago about if there's an argument behind the other side of the door, that argument is automatic consent for them to break the door down. Where'd that come from? A court ruling. A Freemason judge, I would imagine. Well, it follows this. You're going to have more laws set up because, quote, Lenin, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and dictatorship by consent. Now, Lenin was simply, he didn't invent that. He was trained Luciferian. He got it from the humanist point of view, as he was trained that way before he became what he became. But Ayn Rand, who is an idol for Ron Paul and Rand Paul, or whatever his name is, and Paul Ryan and all the rest of them. Ayn Rand, unbelievable evil, Ayn Rand. She wrote Atlas Shrugged, 1957. She was mistress to Philip Rothschild. He tasked her, probably more ways than one, he tasked her to write the playbook and the textbook for the Illuminati. under a fictitious name and storyline, but it's actually a textbook to teach principles. She wrote, quote, "There is no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals." Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible to live without breaking laws. Quote, "But just pass the kind of laws that can neither be observed nor enforced or objectively interpreted, and you create a nation of lawbreakers. And then you cash in on the guilt. Now that's the system, Mr. Reardon. That's the game. And once you understand it, you'll be much easier to deal with." Now, that's why the Vatican created Islam. That's why the Vatican, using a Jesuit by the name of Martin Luther and John Calvin, to create Protestantism, so they'd have a reason to go after those who rejected Roman Catholicism. That's why they created Zionism, Nazism, Communism, the Vatican, as directed by the Italian Illuminati families, as directed by the fallen angels that control them. Now you get the whole picture? That's how it works. So now how they do this? By using the articles, by using events, and then they put them in a newspaper so everybody will read it, and that is nothing more than a teaching tool, predictive programming. Because every major newspaper, TV station, is controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations, and that's a fact confirmed going all the way back to Congressional Records, 1915, until today, and tomorrow, and the future. So they'll have an article, one little event they'll set up, and then they'll plaster that article all over the United States, all at the same time. And what it does is predictive programming, subliminal training. You see how that's the technique they use, and it works perfectly. Now, I haven't talked about this before. I'm not going to dwell on it, but I'm going to bring something up here that I've been kind of holding back, but been watching it, and I'm going to make it public now. I'm going to talk about it for a second or two. And like I told you, I'd look at the bigger picture and connect the dots. Well, I've been getting on a regular basis this public announcement, statement, something from Defenders of Wildlife, for example. And they have all the well-meaning, and they're probably meaning well. They're probably doing the right thing. I am an animal lover, completely, totally. But let me tell you what they're really doing. And I don't, you know, I'm not saying this organization even knows what's going on. They may not understand they're being used. But here's the bigger picture. First, it's the killing of predatory animals. This last one I got was my urgent donation to help Defenders Save the Red Wolf, protect other imperiled species of the wolf. Past year alone, 14 red wolves have met untimely deaths in North Carolina woodlands, where they're making their last stand. A radio-collared wolf found shot to death only last month, and the seventh to die from bullet wounds. Fewer than 100 red wolves remain in the wild. Now, let me tell you what's going on. What are we talking about here? Mountain lions, coyotes, red wolves, gray wolves, bears, mountain lions. Okay, I already said that. These are predatory animals. You say, well, it's to protect the sheep and protect the cat. No, that's not what it's for at all. That's the excuse given. But they want all of them killed. They want them dead, all of them. I'm going to tell you why. What people don't realize, going back to the year 1400, put into paper in the 16th century by Sir Francis Bacon, is New Atlantis. The New Atlantis, a playground for the Illuminati, was targeted for being the North American continent in the year 1400. The planning process started in the year 1425, and when it was all completed by the year 1490, it all went into play with Columbus to then open up, get rid of the Indians, get rid of the Mexicans, all minorities, to bring in the white folk to do it, then bring in the black folk. Let's get mix them all together. Then let's bring immigrants in. Let's get one culture together. And they planned 400, 500, 600 years in advance on this. The North American continent was identified because of its resources, the salt flats. A lot of witchcraft goes on because of the salt. It has a lot to do with frequency, vibrations, and so forth that they're not telling people about. Mormons know about this to highest level. Wicca, witchcraft. They know about the salt and what it does and the portals and so forth. It's another story. Alchemy. What I'm telling you is the truth. And because the vast resources they're not telling you about in North American continent to be their playground in the New World Order. The New Atlantis. Look up Sir Francis Bacon, who had nothing to do with the King James Bible. They try to make it seem that he did. He was in the bloodline of Queen Elizabeth I and Dudley, illegitimately born through Queen Elizabeth, secretly working with Shakespeare to be the cover for the plays and all that. Sir Francis Bacon was an avatar. Sir Francis Bacon channeled the plans for the North American continent to be the New Atlantis. And the culture for the New Atlantis will be a combination of all the races into one species of human being. And they have accomplished that. So now, for this to be a playground, they must eliminate all predatory animals. They got to worry about it. They don't care about life. They have no zoos, fine. Put them on the zoos or kill them. But they want to be able to have their playground without worrying about being meat for a predatory animal. So they got to kill all the predatory animals. That's the purpose of this killing of the wolves and coyotes, mountain lions, and all that. Said the North American continent, because they use the natural resources and the minerals for their alchemy and witchcraft. They've already expended the use in the Middle East and the European theater. It's already been used. The herbs, their minerals, crystals, all that junk. North American continent is vast with resources. They need the gold. They need the minerals, the diamonds, all this stuff for their alchemy, for their witchcraft to connect the second heaven and the first heaven. Now you know. Well, they can't do that if you have a lot of predatory animals running around. They want them dead. All of them. Now, this woman doing this probably don't even know this. That's a guess. I don't know. Maybe she does. I don't know. But that's the purpose of the killing. There's no other reason. You don't eat a wolf. You don't use his fur. There's only 100 of them, but they want them all dead. Because they don't want them to reproduce and become a problem in their fifth dimension or their new Atlantis is coming. They think. But God's got other plans. It's called the second seal. It's called the first trumpet. It's called judgment. It will destroy their plans. When you look, I was looking, someone sent me, a friend of mine sent me a diagram and a poster. It talks about Valentine's. And on the poster, man, it's amazing. The poster shows the, Helen Keller was a Satanist. I'm sorry, she was. Look it up right now as I'm talking. Look it up. She studied Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey. All right. Helen Keller is not the hero you think she to be at all. The Valentine for I love you is your two fingers up and middle fingers down with a thumb sticking out. All you got to do is bend that thumb and you got I love you, Satan. And they tell you here is that it's not I love you with two fingers down, thumb covering it. It's what you see at a rock concert. It means rock out or rock on. It means I love you, Satan. You see Pat Robinson do it. He's a Freemason. You see a lot of the world leaders doing the little two fingers up and one finger down. People don't understand these signs are important to know. It identifies it for who they what they are. It summons Satan, the demonic spirits. When Pat Robinson's praying, sometimes watch. Obama, Clinton, Bush, your European leaders, they do it. Look it up right now, or look it up after. You'll see it be true. Helen Keller was a Satanist, and she did it right under our noses to bring this to mankind, using satanic, Masonic signs with her. It's great that they have sign language. It's great. But she had a nefarious reason for doing it. Now you know. You've got also an article came out. Oh, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel to recommend deep budget cuts targeting pay and benefits, reducing and helping to eliminate the effectiveness of U.S. veterans is the reason for this. 22 suicides per day, I'd say, would do it. They're being orchestrated. Bush signed in 2006 the Veterans Disarmament Act. He's part of it too. They knew when they started their plans for Iraq and Afghanistan, the damage they would do to the U.S. military was all planned out just like in 1950, 1960s. All planned that way. Agent Orange is now being looked at as detrimental to our food supply. And it was used in Vietnam to start the cancer. That was the purpose of it. Was to start the cancer of the troops over there and to test it out on the Vietnamese people to use it in the United States. And it's now being done. I've been trying to warn people about this, but they're doing it now. It's come out. And they use it to practice. Air Force reservists exposed to Agent Orange in post-Vietnam planes. There's a study now going on about it. They're telling you we're studying it now. 1971 to 1982, Air Force reservists who flew 34 dioxin-contaminated aircraft used to spray Agent Orange and returned to the United States following discontinuation of the herbicide spraying operations in Vietnam War. Family, they were practicing chemtrails and the effects it would have on the offspring, the effects it would have on our servicemen, and it worked perfectly. Our Joint Chief of Staff were part of this. Our own generals and those members of Council of Foreign Relations are responsible for the death and murder of our own troops going all the way back to Lusitania. You heard me right. Our own government and European government All of them. Not just one, all of them. And ours is under the control of the Vatican. And under the control of the Illuminati. The Italian Illuminati. You see how it works? That's exactly how it works. Matter of fact, since I make such a sweeping statement, I ought to at least provide some evidence, do you think? In the Chicago Tribune, in the 1950s, the Chicago Tribune then blamed the Council of Foreign Relations for ill-advised entry in the first police action of Korea. Korea was planned to lose anyway. Quote, the members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that's World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War. Unquote. Evidence is clear. Family. The world under the control of the Vatican and Illuminati follow the common doctrines and goals of secular humanism, Marxism, and Leninism. The religion is based on Buddhism and Hinduism. You're going to find an increase of activity of the Dalai Lama, of Hinduism, Buddhism, reincarnation, all this nonsense. And the Dalai Mama is going to start popping up. Watch him. Islam's the enemy. Christianity's the enemy. Atheism's the enemy. But Buddha. Watch Buddha come up. Old Buddha and Hinduism is going to start surfacing. And that is part of the New Age movement. That's the basis of it. Love. Christ consciousness. They'll use the terms like the Christ and all this sort of thing. They got to give you war so you bring peace. The peace is a lie. That's my point. So they got to show you the evil. And that's what they're doing. Now, so when Chuck Hagel here recommended deep budget cuts targeting pay and benefits, what's that going to do to the military, the veterans? It's going to tick them off, isn't it? That's the whole plan, is to tick them off. Are they not bringing up the bonus army and General Butler again? They're trying to remind us, using the media, remind us of what happened. The bonus army, World War I veterans, during the Depression, which was orchestrated before 1913 even, planned anyway, the veterans were promised their bonuses, and that would really come in handy from the government during the days of Depression, do you think? But they denied them the bonuses at the right time in 1932-31. Here comes the marches. General Butler led them. He was there to speak for the veterans. He also wrote War's a Racket. Well, they targeted him to lead a revolt against FDR. And we talked about that yesterday. Well, they need 500,000 men, right? That's what he said. Guess where they come from? We're going to come from. The bonus army. So to get them to do it, they had to withhold their bonuses to make them mad enough to want them. There you go. And so they marched on D.C. Yeah, they did. Got them all there. They weren't bothering anybody. They ordered Major Patton, Major MacArthur, Blackjack Pershing, and Eisenhower to rout them out, veterans against veterans, veterans against veterans, veterans, to justify setting up an army that would march against D.C. later. It didn't work because General Butler blew the whistle on him. And that operation, except to set up a dictatorship in America, failed. And I got this confirmed when FDR talks about setting up a dictatorship March 4th, 1939. But then they had only the American soldiers to fight American soldiers. Well, they're doing this again. But the problem is, what they're not telling them is they've got Russian, Chinese, European troops, Middle Eastern troops in the thousands already here. They closed off some of the federal parks because that's where they're staging the materials and troops. Underground bases. So when we have martial law, you've got an ineffective military. The police departments will be ineffective. They already reduced the numbers. You see what they're going to do? And then they're going to bring out 175,000 plus felons already trained to be the national police force. And foreign military in millions will pop up out of nowhere. And you got yourself a dictatorship. And our troops will not be able to stop it. Because they've been targeted by our own defense secretary, Clinton, all the way back. Every single one of them, because these are Luciferians, secret society members we're dealing with in the Council of Foreign Relations. This is how they're doing it. So now they're reducing the... Clinton cut down our bases immensely. Carter, the whole lot of them, they work for the secret societies. That's the purpose of these budget cuts. So we got a war looming and they cut budget. They removed police officers from cut down precincts. What's going on? Closed down the prisons. Some places. Taking numbers out. Reduced number of police. Somebody is not doing the math here. Or could it be because they're a secret society member? And they got to be quiet. What they don't realize is they're setting up their own demise. They don't even realize it. People are going to start learning how to use weapons now. Get ready. You know, all that. Home invasions are coming. And so forth and so on. So, not long ago, when was this? This was, yesterday. There's a man teaching his girlfriend how to shoot a weapon at the range. And despite the fact he's been drinking part of the day, he goes to the range with his girlfriend, 36-year-old man. He's showing his girlfriend how his three handguns are safe when they aren't loaded, according to Detroit Free Press. He's attempting to demonstrate the safety of the handguns by holding them to his head and pulling the trigger. The third gun fired, killing them instantly. Three children were 7, 10, and 12 were in the home, but did not witness the shooting, according to reports. The man's girlfriend told authorities he'd been drinking most of the day before the incident took place. Of course, it's not the first time a safety demonstration goes wrong. An 18-year-old Florida resident, last name Shaw, died during the same similar demonstration. Richard McLean, 22, from Michigan, died similar fashion. Missouri, James Looney, 40 years old, is teaching his girlfriend about gun safety and shot himself in the head, September 2009. It's ironic that Missouri and Michigan are your top militia areas. They've got your names, they've got you microchipped, they know where you are, and you have, within your ranks, I guarantee it, undercover FBI or NSA or whatever. They'll be very helpful with you. They'll be knowledgeable. And they'll want you to, they'll have access to equipment. Because in Georgia, FBI arrested Georgia militiamen trying to buy pop bombs and thermite. Federal authorities charged that three Georgia militia members were in a meeting in Cartersville to buy pop bombs and explosives. The men reportedly talked online about strike against government agencies. I say it's a setup. My opinion is it was set up this way, so you'll read about it. They were probably somebody within the group, within the militia that works for the FBI, probably said, okay, we got three of them that's going to go do it. They pick some that's not real smart and say, now go buy this, go buy that. They'll let our authorities know, and here's the purpose of it. So now they can target. They'll use this in briefings throughout the United States that militia are terrorists. And here they got the justification. That's how they do it. You know, there's FBI, just some of them below don't even know this is going on like this. You got some good FBI just there that joined it because they want to save mankind and all this and save the nation and put the bad guys behind bars and all that stuff. But they're being used. And same as CIA. NSA. Council of Foreign Relations. Those below, you got people that really mean well. But they use them. If they get too wise or get too clever or start to say, well, I got to tell people about this, they're going to die. They're going to kill them. They do it every time. That's how it really works. In any case, we got to defeat the New World Order, and they're going to come up with all this militia stuff and all this and all that and five-paragraph order and go out in the boonies and paint guns and all this sort of thing. And they got their names. They got their locations. They got their training areas all planned, all lined out, satellite technology and drones. And they got them microchipped. They can identify them. They can listen to conversations. Man, you got to know what the heck you're dealing with. But as long as they have this dissension, rebellion, they'll have consent. There's other ways to do this, but people aren't getting it. That's my spill on that. Now, I kind of got, drama teacher Kelly Burgess accused of having sex with teen schoolboy. What's this all about? You have all kinds of teachers today. I mean, like 40, 50, 60 teachers having sex with their kids. Well, okay. This has to do with now it's time to come out. And when they're having sex with teenagers, it's time that the kids speak up, right? Okay. So let's get signed International Rights of the Child by the UN. We got to have justification. So you teachers, keep on cooperating with them so they get that signed. And that way, you got any kids, teachers? You got any kids? Okay. When they sign the International Rights of the Child to protect kids, they're going to take them away from you. That's what the police are there for. Because can you imagine if a student was not allowed to text her parents, say, well, Mom, I got to get out of here. They're making me have to kiss this lesbian girl in this anti-bullying class. What's the parent going to do? What would you do? I'd tell my boss, look, or if I'm the boss or whatever, I got to go. I got an emergency at school. And they're going to go down to school and take the kid out. How dare you, right? Yeah. Well, the police are there to stop it. That's what the police are there for. Sandy Hook was a hoax, for the most part, to justify putting police at your schools and you not argue about it and not ask any questions. But even want it to happen with a long-term plan when they come out with the National Police Force to make sure police are already there and you won't even question until you go take your kid out for the forced vaccinations, for these other training that they're doing, the death training and teaching and all this stuff and transgender and all this, that, and the other that you want to take your kids out? They won't let you. And they got guns to prove it. That's what they're setting up. While everybody sleeps and listens to, I don't know, watch golf or football game or professional wrestling. Yeah, all right. Or work your butts off till you can't figure it out. Watch TV. Or they sneak up on you. This is how Satan works. I'm telling you ahead of time. I got to get it off my chest. God put me here, and I'm going to do it. If I got 10 people or 12 or 5, I got to do it. I just, you know, I have to keep going. 4-month-old baby dies after being sexually, physically abused. Family, this is all satanic. That's what this is coming from. And it's increasing more and more every day. Reed Fontaine, Michael Jones, accused of sexually abusing cows. Family, you can say, well, that's silly. No, this is demonic. It's increasing. I keep track of this stuff. To see the garbage is increasing because of some satanic influence. It is. Anderson Cooper demolishes Arizona politician, supports homophobic bill. You see how they do this? The homophobic, anti-Semite, is all part of the plan to set up that side. That's what it's all about. Here is, for example, man blows 0.00 on breathalyzer. He gets arrested for DWI. He's a black guy, of course, and white cops. They're trying to cause us to go against each other. So they come up with these articles and set up situations. Or they actually do it, and then they put it in the paper. We read it. We get mad. That's how it works. Oh, and it works perfectly. Do you know that there's evidence that both Navy SEALs found dead at Demarsk, Alabama, had links to the Boston bombing sniper teams? Two Navy SEALs are killed because they said on the news of heart attacks. I told you they're getting rid of those that work for them. They start killing you off. Masons, you're next. That's how they work. U.S.-backed Venezuela opposition. Forced oral sex in the streets. Well, showing us what's going to happen in the United States if we have these protests. They put it all in the paper. What's getting ready to happen? BBC propaganda, why I want a microchip implant to tell you why you want one. And they say they do these studies, too, to determine what level that we are ready for the next evolution. Here they got a survey went out. Survey says majority of Americans now support gay marriage. Moving right along. Moving right along. A girl fought her school's anti-gay actions and won. Gay Christians, which is no such thing as, but gay Christians, students fight back. Fourth grader essay on marriage equality goes viral. Now, I'll not tell you in the past how they want to bring in all cultures into America for the New Atlantis, right? Well, there's an article came out, American family adopts 4 kids from the Ukraine amid the violence. Now, there's another teaching point. We got kids need parents here in America. But no, they come up with an article about American family adopting 4 kids from Ukraine because of violence. Martha, yeah, Cletus, don't you think we ought to get some of those kids and animals from Ukraine? Yeah, okay. All right. So you bring other people over that aren't Americans, per se. But here's the rub on that. It's not just, I'm not being nitpicky here. I took that article title, and I put it in the URL bar, or the search bar, that one article went to 60 newspapers nationwide, 12 pages of the search, Yahoo search. That's how they do it, just like I told you. They went to over 60 plus sources throughout the United States. That's how they do it, yeah. How about that, huh? This is their technique that they use. Well, I'd like to complete the broadcast today, but I got Dancing with the Stars that's coming on here shortly. I should watch Dancing with the Stars. Shouldn't it be more important than anything else? Dancing with the Stars. Tiger Woods hitting a little old white ball somewhere that you can't even see. Other things, people aren't paying attention. Although many are politically awakened, they're being wakened in the wrong direction by controlled opposition. But guess what? They lose. Family will shift here a minute. That's how Satan is operating in this world of ours and in the world. That's what's happening. So I want to talk about something that came to me today. It's a conglomeration of other epiphanies I've had. Oh, by the way, the political issues, it's going getting closer to God. Eliminate and worry. Know that when you become born again, the worry is not there. You remain cautious and vigilant, of course. But things are going to happen as they're going to happen. You change what you can. There's times when you have to accept what you can't change. But you got to be able to know the difference. And that doesn't mean you sit still. Well, God's going to take care of it. I'm not going to do anything. Because people have done things as they've been led that's delayed this. And the more it delays, the more people will have opportunity to be witnessed to. That's the only reason that God's holding back. But now, when you have more, states, for example, this is their trick. This is what they're doing it for. Allowing homosexuality and so forth. God pulls away more and more. They don't realize they're going to be their own undoing. Leviticus 18:22. Do not lie with a man as one lies with a woman. That is detestable. Leviticus 20:13. If a man also lie with mankind and he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. Now back in before the Jesus Christ came, we were under the law. So it continues. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. See, Jesus Christ was not here then. He has prophesied Leviticus, but he wasn't here. God takes a really dim view of homosexuality. It goes against nature. It just does. So is adultery. So is lying and cheating. It's all the same. We're all guilty of something. Right now, I'm talking about homosexuality. 1 Corinthians, New Testament, 6:9-10. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes or homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Freemasons. Did you get all that? He talks about everything there. Everything. Not just homosexuality, but everything. So, now I can see that tomorrow will be part two of what I'm getting ready to talk about. Because I don't see it getting done here in 30 minutes with what I want to speak about. But I got other quotes here, though, that you can look up. Romans 1:25-27. Where it says in 27:26, because of this, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. He gave them over to it. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. God covers it. 27. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. I'm just reading the scripture. Y'all get mad at me if you want to, but, I'm just telling you what the scriptures say, what God says. So how do you have a Christian homosexual? How do you have a Christian adulterer? So the idea is now to expose it, which they're doing. For example, David, young Gigi Chow, founder of world's largest megachurch, convicted of embezzling $12 million. They'll let you know that, Copeland, who's a 33rd degree Mason, is a billionaire. Let you know all this. Why? So religion is bunk. Yeah. Well, we have New Age for you. Oh, okay. That's a dialectic. That's why. So the evangelists act bad because they're told to. They're doing exactly what they're told to do. And now, even Billy Graham is coming out as he has always have been. You don't have to know the name of Jesus. Well, Billy Graham, yeah, you do. There's no other way but the name of Jesus. See, all of them are coming out to the reality of what they've always been. Billy Sunday, later in his life, Billy Graham at the beginning was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation through the Laura Spelman Memorial Fund and Randolph Hearst. Family's all been set up all along. Jesus Christ is going to clean house, let me tell you what. And no, I'm never going to run for public office. I'd never be elected, let me tell you, because I'm definitely not politically correct, ever. What I want to talk about, that I probably will end up talking about part two tomorrow. Oh, we got the Temple Mount debate coming. Oh, here comes the Temple Mount. Oh, boy. You know, the temple being rebuilt. It's coming up, family. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. And there's a song, People Get Ready. I ain't gonna sing it to you. Here we go. God put on my heart to talk about some things. And I've gotten the secular stuff out of the way that affects us on a daily, day-to-day living. It's going to come and going to go. Over the past hour and a half, I've talked about it. The stuff is not going to matter with a hill of beans when it all gets down to it. It's just to keep you in fear. I'm trying to expose it to show you that's not fearful. It's all designed to make you fearful. Therefore, don't be fearful. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. But you ask yourself, have you ever asked, where is your soul really at? Where's your soul located? Where? Is your soul in the lower extremities of your body? Do you have your soul in your feet? Well, yeah, I do. I got my shoes. I ain't talking about that soul, fool. I'm talking about your soul inside, not the soles of your shoes, Cletus. Oh, okay. Huh. So when you have the amputation, you still have your mind. When you have things below the neck, things happen to you, you still have your mind. So where's your soul located? Really? Would it be closer to your brain? What's your soul? It's energy. A light. Your personality and character. It's supernatural. Now, what's the form of the demons, fallen angels, spirits of light? Demons are nothing more than light, particles, light. Not atoms and molecules that make up this physical world. They're light. They want the physical realm because they like the experience that you have that they don't. And their lust thrives on the physical world. The lust, the physical world, is your test as a human being. But where's your soul? I'll tell you where it's at. It's in what's called the pineal gland, in the center of your forehead. They say, well, I developed my deep innermost chi and all this. I was in martial arts 30 years, and you do martial arts training, you meditate, and you do yoga and all that sort of thing to develop your chi and all this in the lower abdomen. These are chakras in the New Age movement. They call them chakras. They're power points in the body. Like the earth, in this illusion, this earth has power points called ley lines, convergent ley lines. All this illusion has power points within the physical bodies that are open portals for various reasons. It's physics and chemistry and biology. But what powers it is that force in the brain that's a supernatural force of light, of energy. Your personality and character is energy. That's why a legion of demons can reside in one person in possession, because the light particles are infinitesimally small. They're not even physical, so there's no problem of room. Your soul lies in that pineal gland. That's where you have the focus on the center of the brain and the forehead, the dot thing going on. Yep, because that's where your soul is. That's the essence of life. The silver cord is attached to the pineal gland. Now let's get down to it. I got more to talk about it, but the fluoride put in the water since the year 1900, experimented with in the concentration camps when Hitler murdered millions, they put fluoride in the water. Fluoride, on the long term, calcifies the pineal gland, renders it ineffective. How about that? So the areas that you feel sensation are chakras or power points, not where the soul is. The soul is in the pineal gland. This pineal gland can be calcified by fluoride. If you go to Ecclesiastes, as I mentioned before, it says, now, or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. It's talking about your circulatory system. How'd they know that? It's pretty clever then back then, wasn't it? Ecclesiastes. To know about the circulatory system, the golden bowl and the silver cord. Could that possibly be because it came from God? Ecclesiastes 12:6. In Ecclesiastes 12:6, is to remember that the Creator, God, before the silver cord snapped, or the golden bowl broken, or the pitcher is shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken to cistern. It's kind of difficult, really, to assign precise meanings to these figures. Like, for example, Ezekiel and the wheel. It's not a UFO. It says it's a vision. Even says it in Ezekiel, it's a vision. Zechariah 4, I believe it is, 5-0, Zechariah 4, 5. A flying scroll. Oh, that's a nuclear missile. No, it's not. It's a judgment. The flying scroll of judgment. It's a metaphor used. See how people manipulate it? The snapping of the silver cord refers to the breaking of the tender thread of life when the spirit is released from the body. It's what comes into astral travel. Now, you remember when we talked about, those of my regular listeners, about the different ways that they possess the body. Three different ways I've talked about in the past. Well, the third way was by you being replaced by the supernatural being. And you know it, you're doing it. They train their super soldiers to do this. Astral travel. They're actually linking up to demons. but gives the body the illusion that they have more power, strength, ego building. But it's demonic is what it is. How? The royal secret of the Freemasons at the highest level, they know about abomination, rape, murder, sodomy against God, completely severs their relationship with the Holy Spirit, and they're allowed to be possessed because of that. This is physics I'm talking about. That's the royal secret. Part of it anyway. Executed at the Pentagon in Russia and other places that do these experiments with drugs. It helps. Now you know why they use LSD. Open up portals so the entities could possess the bodies. That's the purpose of it all along. A blind poet understood this concept. Fanny Crosby said, I quote, "Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more now shall sing. But oh, the joy when I shall wake within the palace of the king." Fanny Crosby. See, the golden bowl has been understood, get right down to it, to mean the cranial cavity is breaking to be a poetic type picture of the cessation of the mind. The mind ceases to operate at the time of death. And the broken picture and the wheel, taken together would be reference to the circulatory system. When the breakdown of systolic and diastolic blood pressure goes away from death. If you go into, actually, if you take it further, let's do that. You can see part two coming tomorrow. I got some heavy things to talk about tomorrow. I'm just setting the standard today. Just setting the basis of it to now. Ecclesiastes, which is Old Testament, by the way, how do you know this stuff? Do you think maybe he was inspired by God? Yeah, I think so. 12:7, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." Ecclesiastes 12:8, "Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity." So the rigor mortis sets in after about 3 days, or give or take. Then the body begins to return to dust. Dead in Christ, sound familiar, shall rise. The spirit returns to God who gave it. That answers a question there, don't it? Hey, Catholic Church, you don't have people hanging around at Starbucks for 3 days. No, sir, you don't. There's no ghostly hauntings and all that. These are demons called familiar spirits. They can change their shape, illusion, and to be a haunting Aunt Martha if they want to. They can possess animals. Demons can. They can take different shapes and sizes. I call it Legos on steroids. Modeling clay on steroids. They can take shapes and sizes as they want because they can manipulate their particles and their illusion that they present. So 12:7, when rigor mortis sets in, the body will return to dust while the spirit will return to God who gave it in the first place at the moment of creation or birth, shall we say. Or it seemed that way to Solomon. So in the case of a believer, his conclusion is true. But on occasion of an unbeliever, the spirit goes to Hades, and there to await the great white throne judgment, and that is at the end of the 1,000 years. So that soul, that energy, will be in Hades from the time it dies through the whole 1,000 years, till finally, at the end of Gog and Magog, at the end of the 1,000 years, is a great white throne judgment. The Freemasons are being lied to. They're being told the great white throne judgment is everybody, and it's not. They're told that works are looked at for everybody at the great white throne judgment. It's not. Works are looked at the great white throne judgment of those who rejected Jesus Christ, and they will get you a better seat in hell, but the best seat in hell is the worst place you want to be, because you're completely separated and divided from God entirely. The pain and torment you can't imagine. Being in the lake of fire is the worst place to ever be. All of it's bad, because that's what people choose. Maybe some come back because of the troops, the vets coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. They were made to do things way beyond their training, to go against their training, to cause that guilt, to cause that post-traumatic stress by design. So when they come back, they're back to the norm, you want to call it norm. And then it haunts them, what they did over there, as they were ordered to do, it will haunt them. That increases post-traumatic stress. They add the psychotropic drugs, and you got suicides. And you got militia members. You got folks that won't rise up against the New World Order when it comes in, and that's what they want. And this goes to the perpetrators at the Joint Chief of Staff level. Our own generals are against our soldiers, because they're secret society members. And they're secret society members for nothing, because they actually believe they're going to inherit the new kingdom. And it's not going to happen, because the great white throne judgment, they think that they're going to use good deeds. Giving to the hospital, doing the thing for the widows, is going to balance out. It is not going to happen. Isaiah 57 says, all good deeds are as filthy as rags. God already knew this. But the great white throne judgment, the spirit will be reunited with the body, and the entire person will be cast in the lake of fire. Revelation 20, 12 to 14. That's what's coming. People got to make up their mind which side they're going to stay on. If you go to Revelation 20, 11 to 15, it talks about the greater the wickedness, the greater it's going to be, the torment in hell. Differing rewards in heaven for those in the judgment seat of Christ depends on one's degree of submission to the work of God's Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 12 to 15. This is going to happen. But as hard as it is to imagine how awful torment in hell would be for those who reject Jesus for eternity, it's equally impossible to imagine how wonderful heaven would be for you. And how anyone can deserve the blessing, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. So the point is, when they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan and whatever else they've done, is they hold themselves in contempt and don't forgive themselves or their enemy, will hold them back, and that's what they're counting on. I say, forgive yourselves, because Jesus Christ did on the cross. And then go to Him, and let Him decide, not you, not anybody else around you, anybody that's telling you you're bad or whatever, or those voices you hear. I know you hear those voices in your head. Those voices are being orchestrated through mind control you can't even imagine. Well, I say pooey on it. I say you take Jesus Christ as your Savior, no matter what you hear, no matter what you say, no matter what you've done, it don't matter. You accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. You got to forgive yourselves and do it. That way you defeat them. That's how you defeat the very ones, the generals and all the others that sent you there. They have no idea about religion. They have, well, they have no idea about God, but they have it about a secret society member, a blood oath. That's their problem. That's not yours. Don't let them do it to you twice. You take Jesus as your Savior and you defeat them. Forgive yourself. You deserve to be forgiven. He died on the cross so you could be forgiven. So you forgive yourself. You forgive your enemies. It's not easy to do. Easy said, hard to do. And stand up and take Jesus as Savior. Because he's waiting for you. And you're going to cry. You may be 6'6", 250 pound, tough butt Marine. It don't make one lick of difference. You let those tears flow. Because eternity in hell or eternity in heaven is a 100% chance it's going to end up somewhere. One of the two. That's a guarantee. We ain't living forever. Some die before others and what have you. But death is certain. But when you end up in death, death is not continuous. Death, you just transition into another sphere of existence, dimension, which I'll talk about tomorrow in more detail, that exists. Another dimension of reality away from the body. But your soul that's in that pineal gland is going to take a little trip. It's going to Hades or it's going to heaven. And it's up to you to make that decision. Nobody else. And you ain't getting it from these preachers. You ain't getting it from the rabbis. And you ain't getting it from the ribbis or the priests or the bishops, the cardinals, or none of them with the apostles or whatever they call themselves. They got their own problems. It's between you and Jesus. That's it. If they're using the other Bibles, get run away from them because they're liars. There's only one Bible. As evidence shows, it's the King James Bible. And they're leading you down the path to hell by using these other Bibles because if you read Revelation 22, 18 and 19, it tells you not to add to or take away from. So you have a minister, a preacher, a rabbi, a priest or whatever that's not in line with God and is not with the Holy Spirit. That makes him a liar. It don't matter what religion, don't matter what church, it don't matter what cathedral or what synagogue. They got all kinds of names for this, that, and the other. There's only one name of which you'll be saved, and that's through Jesus Christ, and that's the only one. And the only church you got is where you have two or more gathered. There's your church. It ain't four walls. It's not wood. It's not brick. It's not stone. It's not down the street. It's where you and two or more are gathered. Is your church. That's the church it means in the Bible. It's not the Catholic Church. And Peter was never a pope. He wasn't the founder of the church. He was an apostle of God, of Jesus. And all the others, the ten, were apostles that died horrible deaths because they went out and spread the word of God. Church don't tell you that. The Catholic Church lies. Get away from the church. Get with Jesus. You can do that on the side of the road. You can do it anywhere you want. Because the Holy Spirit's within you when you open it up. And I ain't talking about Christ consciousness neither. Oh, that's a bunch of baloney. That's why a lot of troops are turning to Hinduism, Buddhism. You see, when they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan. Because they know their leaders go to the Catholic Church, General whatever, Colonel whatever. So I'm not going to be doing that when they sent me to murder these people, and that's what they've done. They've caused me to do this and do that. You know, you could get a 4-day pass, 3 or 4-day pass. If I was a captain, I guess I wouldn't last there long because I would never have said this to my troops, nor would I support illegal orders. I'd tell them to stick it up the wazoo. You want my captain's bars? Take them. But I'm not going to go with these illegal orders. I've always held that. Now they've changed things. They have illegal orders. these colonels and majors and generals are cowards because they go along with the Illuminati and the secret society members instead of doing the right thing as they're trained to do. It's time to stand up against these secret society members. Well, the troops see that their leaders are going to the Catholic Church or going wherever, so they come back feeling like they've been betrayed from their training. So they're not going to go that way. They hate religion because of that. So guess where they go? Hinduism and Buddhism. And that's exactly what's going on. They take the money they've earned. They come back. They're out. You'll find there's a phenomenon going on. I guess you won't call it a phenomenon. Of troops moving to India. Studying the reincarnation and all that stuff. Love and Christ consciousness and all this that's luring them in. That's why. What's going on? 22 suicides per day, and the Joint Chief of Staff don't even, well, they got a nose spray for anti-suicide? Post-traumatic stress? Counseling? AA and all this kind of counseling is New Age nonsense. Doesn't work. To lead them away from Jesus. Lead them away from the Holy Spirit. They got Wicca, though. Oh, yeah, I got Wicca. Uh-huh. That's what's going on. And I'm hoping the guys out there hear me, the one of the bad ones that don't like me none. Because the Holy Spirit's going to touch their soul that they're liars. That they're doing the wrong thing. They justify doing it right, but it's not. Part two tomorrow, the creation. We're going to get down to physics about the creation. And then I'll talk about my epiphany he had that I'll pass on to you. And how the supernatural mixes in with the natural. And going back to that there's no planets that have any kind of life on them. They don't even have planets out there. Family, they haven't found one yet. Have you noticed that? There's millions and millions of planets out there with life. But they haven't found one yet. Haven't even found a planet yet. But we think we found one and they can't decide how old the universe is. They have no idea. You notice that? Now, the aliens it's going to show aren't aliens at all. When they become public, they're fallen angels, sons of God of the Old Testament. Demonic. They're evil. Both sides. You got the evil side, and you got the perceived, illusionary, good side. That's helping your white hats. The ones that destroy the bankers, Illuminati. We're going to get rid of Illuminati. We're going to get rid of the reptilians. David Icke, who's a Freemason. Along with his buddy, Jordan Maxwell. Oh, they tell the truth up to about 80%, 90% to pull you in. Then they deviate. Jordan Maxwell, for example, follows in lockstep with Helena Blavatsky. He gets all slobbery when he talks about her. Like Adolf Hitler studied Blavatsky. Blavatsky was channeled by Lemuria Saint Germain, which were fallen angels. It's documented. That's where she got her knowledge in Alice Bailey, too. Hook, line, and sinker. It's all coming around. Family, I'll look at the bigger picture. I don't get into this Agenda 21 and FEMA camps and all this stuff. That's to cause fear and worry. And they passed the law. Okay, fine, whatever. They're going to do that. But family, when the first trumpet sounds, actually when the second seal goes, man, it's all passed. It's going to change their lives forever. They have no idea what's coming. When God allows that first seal to be broken because there's a peace covenant confirmed between Israel, turns her back on God to accept this false Messiah, and the Antichrist, Maitreya, the false prophet, Sananda Manuel, a fake Jesus, calling himself Yeshua, Jeshua, that's why. That's the whole reason for this Yeshua, Jeshua masquerade, is to get you used to calling a perceived Jesus Yeshua, because Sananda Manuel, a fallen angel, will call himself this when they have the falling away and disclosure that there's aliens out there and they're landed and they're our creators. That'll be the biggest lie that set this up since the year 1897. H.G. Wells, John Dewey, Iron Mountain Report, War of the Worlds broadcast, every bit of it's been set up. I got the details if you want them. Matter of fact, you can go on my website, watchmeforjesus.com, and I put my milestone there. You can find it. I've got it all, everything's followed up. I want to let y'all know that we are played, almost forgot, we're played up at highpointradio.net, highpointradio.net. Randomly, our shows and Bible studies are played there. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, and highpointradio@yahoo.com is his website. He's got sponsors up there. He's increasing his output, putting up new towers, and he's going to work on his network to get to go further out. So y'all up there in Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey, give him a hand. He's got loads of sponsors there, and support his sponsors. You'll find it on the website. Or give him a call, and give him a hand there. Help him with his building his network up. Also, KBLU Radio, our Blue Raven Network, plays our show by simulcasting it on occasion. We're on that website as well. My website, watchmanforjesus.com. I have a study there, part one, part two, of the suicide conspiracy. And also have my timeline. It's about 200 pages long, showing you the timeline of this conspiracy. A lot to study there, just in two or three documents. My archives are up. Everything's free. Just go there and do it. Whatever. My archives for broadcast and archives for Bible studies are there. And I have a Facebook, Watchmen for Jesus. That goes on pretty well, and it's increased up to like 800-900, what do they call it, likes or something. Anyway, so it's moving right along. In 1 week, we touched 17,000 people. All I want to do is spread the word of God. All I care about is my 2 or 3 hours a day. That's all I care about every day. I don't care about nothing else. That's just the way it is. That's not going to change. And so that's the way it's going to be. So tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9 o'clock, 7:30 to 9. And tomorrow, Bible study, broadcast 4 to 6, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. Friday, you got it. I've been contemplating Bible studies on Saturdays, but and a Skype issue, but I know Skype has some serious problems with people that's got certain software that can get inside your computer through Skype. They got a sneaky way of getting inside your computer by using some, I don't know how exactly it's done. When they lock in to you using Skype, they have a computer program, software, or something other that can get inside your computer and hack it. I don't know exactly how to do it, but I know they can. So, I don't know about that. And so right now we have Bible study Monday through Fridays. Well, actually, I'm sorry, Tuesday to Friday. Monday nights only, 8 to 10, RevelationRadioNetwork.org. I do a broadcast on Revelation Radio Network, inclusive of the broadcast, 4 to 6. Y'all got that? Anyway, you'll find it on my homepage, watchmanforjesus.com. And if you agree with my broadcast, go ahead and copy paste whatever you all do and send them out to other folks to listen to. If you agree with them, if you don't, whatever. But I try to get the truth to you. I don't belong to nobody. I don't belong to nobody. I don't join no groups, none. Only when I follow is Jesus, that's it. I don't care about nothing else. I care about people. But all this other, nah. I don't worry about none of this stuff neither. Because I know God's got it in hand. Actually, knowing about hell, when you read about it, you pray even for your enemies not to go there. People have no idea what's coming. It's a guarantee, 100%. The human's going to heaven or the human's going to hell. And the difference is when you accept Jesus Christ, and just because he died on the cross doesn't mean I can do anything I want to do and I'm saved just because he did that. Calvinists are lying to their people. The theology, John Calvin was a murderer. Him and Martin Luther both had heretical heresy, wrong scriptures, and against God. We talked about different counterpoints that they brought up. Well, Protestantism was one of those developed by the Illuminati, by the Vatican, to cause conflict, to justify martial law, to justify the Inquisition, make it official. They're killing people already from 1200 AD. Here they made it official for those that rejected. After 200 years of trying to get people to accept Roman Catholicism, they said, okay, let's get people to move from Europe to the North American continent. That's what they did. They gave them a religion. It's called Protestantism, protest. The perfect dialectic. Martin Luther was a Jesuit. That was his role. History books don't tell you that. Seek Jesus and live. That time's coming around where decisions are going to have to be made. Don't wait too long. Y'all have a good night and know that Jesus Christ went on the cross, and don't let him put fear in you. That's what they're trying to do. Well, I say don't let them do it. Veterans, forgive your enemies, forgive yourselves, stop messing around, and take Jesus as Savior. That's the bottom line. Family, it's time for me to go. Y'all have a good evening. And for those that want to attend Bible study, I'll be here tonight. We're going to talk about how to walk the life. Victory over Satan. I got things to talk about tonight. I should have. And you got to know your enemy. How to be born again. We'll talk about these things tonight. So you'll have a good night. And this is me, Watchman for Jesus, signing off.
Thank you.
good night. God bless. It's me again signing off. See y'all tomorrow or tonight.